Kirkville?
Yes, Mr. Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hope you had a good trip home.
Yes, thank you. When I got back, I sent the gun down. On the whole, I think that they were favorable. But yesterday, Duncan really began to think that this fellow was not in control, Surumi. That he's being really...
Out of there, and then we will be acting at the point of a pistol.
Yes. But then, aren't we already acting at the point of a pistol?
Yes. It'll be tomorrow.
Yeah. I tell you what I'd like to do. Duncan Sands is now talking to Nairobi about the bomb. I'd like to bring this up to Nairobi. Just a possibility that we might be able to say that as we come back for a consultation, tell them to Rumi that when they return, we would recognize
him. Yeah, all right.
I mean, that's possible.
Yeah. I think the sooner we act, the better. I think we're late now.
Yeah. Yes, I think we're late now, except that Duncan Sands' view, I think, is... but that is not really a responsible government there at all. Mr. President?
Yes, he's here. He's right here. Do you want to talk to him?
Does the President still wish to talk to him?
No, that covers it. I might say a word to David, though. Bundy calling.
Right. I'll get the ambassador on for you.
The essence of it, from our point of view, is simply that if we can find a way of getting this thing buttoned up so that we all get in there rather than get out of there, we'd prefer it.
Yeah.
That's what I think you've already had from the Secretary.
That's right.
And that's what the President has just said to your fellow there.
Yeah.
But we're going to wait for this conversation in Dar that they're going to try and have now.
Yeah.
And talk again in an hour or so. And you'll probably be going back to the embassy. We'll make sure that the upshot of this is reported to you at once.
Yes, I will.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just what? One thing. I don't think under any circumstances we should rush in and recognize.
You do not think so?
No, not until they've made a decision.
Well, how long?
You mean until these, your people, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how long is it going to take them to make a decision, David?
Well, I think the Prime Minister, you see, it's 5 after 5 here. And he said that he would have something tonight. And that's daytime, our time, 5 hours difference.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. We shouldn't do anything until they do. That's why we've been delayed. And I don't know whether we ought to do it at all now or not, in view of the fact he's made it public and it's such an ultimatum, and that he's so unstable himself and such doubtful of... validity, but I do think that they ought to make some decision, and we ought to, if we're going to do it, we ought to do it right away.
Well, I think it ought to be, they ought to reach a decision today. Now, secondly, it's very important to know what the result will be of this conversation which the other man is having.
Yeah.
With Neil Rary. And I've talked to him about it, but he hadn't reached him when I last talked, which was about half an hour ago. After that has been done, if he does get through, the Prime Minister will see him right away and then call you later on.
All right.
And they're perfectly aware of the seriousness of this. And I think the thing to do, if possible, is to get our people to remain there, to arrange it so they do remain, and then maybe we could have the recognition afterwards.
Yeah, if they don't get thrown out, then we can go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's going to take a bit of maneuvering, Mac.
I agree. They're on record the other way now.
Yes, and our friend Mr. Dan has not got much authority any longer.
I know it.
And he's a little afraid, I think, of intervening.
Yeah.
Well, Mac, I'll be in touch with
you. All right, David. Well, I'll let you know anything we learn from here.
And the PM will call you back later in the day.
Right.
Okay.
Anything else, sir?
Bye. Okay. Anything else, bye.